Today is Friday, April 4th. David Ewald Schulte, 83 of Hill Point, died Sunday at home after a long and courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hill Point. Burial will follow at St. Paul's Cemetery in Hill Point. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until 10:45. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Grace. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of David Ewald Schulte, 83, of Hill Point. Emmett Richard Hansen, the infant son of Caleb and Natalie Hansen, died March 27th. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until noon. A private family service will follow. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Emmett Richard Hansen, the infant son of Caleb and Natalie Hansen. Augustus M. Gus Mitchell, 33 of Blanchardville, died unexpectedly January 7th due to injuries sustained in an accident. A celebration of life will be held Saturday beginning at noon at the farm of Scott and Tammy Moneypenny in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be given to the family for an education fund for his son, Augie. The Gorgon Funeral Home in Mineral Point is assisting the family of Augustus M. Gus Mitchell, 33, of Blanchardville. Jennifer Miller Correa, 52, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly November 26th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from noon to 4 at the Red Zone in Highland. Jennifer Miller Correa, 52, of Spring Green. Stephen Tony, Steve Martinick, 70, of Spring Hill, Tennessee, died unexpectedly March 21st. A celebration of life open house will be held Sunday from 2 to 6 at the home of Steve and Betsy Martinick in Spring Hill, Tennessee. A celebration of life will also be held Saturday, April 12th from 2:30 to 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, consider making a donation to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Stephen Tony, Steve Martinick, 70, of Spring Hill, Tennessee. LVM Weiss, 96, of Plain, died March 27th. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. Memorials given will be distributed to LV's favorite charities. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for LVM Weiss, 96, of Plain. Rudy Ramirez, 86, of Gays Mills, died Sunday at home. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11 at Community of Christ Church, Soldiers Grove. Burial will take place at a later date at the Mook Cemetery, Rolling Ground. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Rudy Ramirez, 86, of Gays Mills. Pearl Marie Lenz, 79, of rural Casanova, died yesterday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th at 1 o'clock at Pearl's home in rural Casanova. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Pearl Marie Lenz, 79, of rural Casanova. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jada and Ryan Granger had a son, Sawyer Lee.